And here it is at 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Now, we mentioned earlier that with Valentine's Day rapidly approaching, as in the fact that it is tomorrow, and you might have forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to rescue you now, because there is an event taking place that we would strongly recommend you listen up to. And if you are in the same category that some of us, no names, no pact, might have found themselves in, forgot all about it, well, you can rescue yourself by booking an event that is going to be happening tomorrow. And to tell us all about that is Judd Campbell, who is the proud owner, shall we call it, the owner of an emporium known as Dopamine. Whoa, hey, Dopamine, a dark kitchen. Have you ever heard of a dark kitchen?
Dark kitchens. This morning was the first time I'd ever heard of a dark
kitchen. Well, we're going to explain. Judd, welcome to you, mate. Lovely to have you on the morning
show. Good morning, everyone. Thanks very much.
Good morning.
So with that cryptic intro, now the fascination is going to be revealed. What is a dark kitchen and what are you doing tomorrow?
Dark kitchen is basically just third party, Uber Eats and Mr. D, collecting and taking the pizzas for you. No customers. It wasn't supposed to have tables, chairs, wine glasses, neon signs.
Yeah.
And then day one opened, someone came in and sat on the grass, and it's just morphed into this events venue, restaurant, takeaway, sit down, and everything. And okay. Anything. Yeah.
And you do the most amazing, unusual pizzas, which never cease to bring a smile to the... I mean, just the description of the pizzas. I haven't got any in front of me. I should have, because I should be prepared. But tell us some of the unusual pizzas that you have created of late.
Yeah, I think everything's changed, and pizzas need to too. We've got some very strange one. Who gives a duck? Roast duck with hoisin sauce. We cook that in the pizza oven. We've got Silence of the Lambs. A slow roasted lamb with double thick yogurt. We had the Ladyboy, but we had to take that off. It wasn't selling. Okay. It just seems a bit scary to some people. Okay. We changed it to hot Asian chicks, and that flew.
This community, hey?
That's exactly what we were speaking
about. Yeah, we were talking about the genesis of Valentine, the whole legend of St. Valentine. Apparently, he was a bit of a shapeshifter in the sense that he...
Oh, really?
Well, he kind of... The LGBTQIA plus was very well established back in the day, and he was apparently known to marry people of the same sex. Etc. Which was illegal even then. Anyway, your ladyboy would have been perfect for tomorrow. Don't worry.
I think we'll put a ladyboy on for tomorrow.
There we go.
Tomorrow night's more of a giant picnic. It's a family Valentine's for those people who don't want to be separated from their kids or always have a Friday night off. Giant harvest table, some pizzas, artichokes, couscous salads. I'm doing pan-fried gnocchi inside the pizza oven.
Mm.
It'll be a little bit of a twist on the normal Valentine's and our normal menu, which is strictly just pizzas. So we're going to go with exciting, crazy things too, you know?
It sounds absolutely... Now, how does one book for this event?
You can get hold of me on the through social media. My number's there. You can book through Instagram, Facebook.
Is that on the Dopamine label?
It's on the Dopamine on Facebook and on Instagram.
And just a top tip: it's not the standard spelling. It's dough, as in the pizza dough. D O U G H. Pamine.
Yes.
Normal spelling for that. It could be our word of the day, you know, Dopamine.
Great. I
try to use that many times in a sentence. Yeah. I'm experiencing dopamine right now.
Are you?
Yes, I love it.
So, Judd, you've got a hell of a history in the food business in the Durban area. Where did it start?
Sheesh. With failing matric. Thrown out of the house for the 100 rand, hitched to Durban, blah, blah, blah.
Is that true?
Sure.
Yeah, literally. I told my dad I had a mental block, but I didn't study. And he said, well, look, enough money's been thrown down that road. Let's, what are you going to do? I said, I can go waiter. And that was Circus, 41 restaurants ago, 94, 30 years ago.
So 31. You started as a waiter with 100 bucks
I'm
in your
still
pocket.
A waiter, yeah. I just own the place I'm waitering in.
But it's always been your forte, because even at the Corner Cafe, which was a legendary meeting place.
My first.
And what a wonderful vibe that was. But you were always the sort of face of the place. You were waitering up front, and the management was happening elsewhere, or not elsewhere, but certainly
that's exactly what happened. And I don't know how I did it, but I guess it was a conscious decision not to have keys and not to do cash ups. And I am the waiter.
Wow.
The staff lock up. We've got managers. We've got chefs. We've got I run around the floor and make a scene. That's basically what I do.
Well, you do it very well. And
I do enjoy it. Thank you.
What brought you to the North Coast?
Quite by accident, actually. I walked into the Slow Roads farm and I saw an empty pizza oven. And I've been playing around with the idea of a dark kitchen for a long time. And there it was. There was an empty 40-foot container and a pizza oven. And the previous tenant had left a year before. It used to be called Breadology, which has left a lot of goodwill behind, too. They were very good operators. I never met them. I don't know their names or anything. But people still walk in due to that brand they developed. So there it was, empty. I went to the Strodes and I said, sure, can I rent this? And they said, yes, what do you want to do? I said, dark kitchen, no customers, just motorbikes, picking up and take. Perfect, that was great. And it morphed. It's no longer a dark kitchen. It's a light kitchen. It's completely opposite to what I planned. And it is pumping.
Oh, you know, it's a wonderful venue. We had our Christmas party there.
Ah, it's last
such
year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just such a jewel. And there were no lights because our friends, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
No power to the people. Many hands make light work. We tried. It didn't work. But but we had such a jewel because a little generator and that pizza oven making it happen. And,
it was lovely.
Just great. It was fabulous.
Where has the load shedding gone? The power cut it. Seems to, are they gone? Am I speaking too soon?
Well, you know, we're not going to jinx anything right now. The lights are on right now, but they went off last night for a moment in Belito. I think it's you know, we've got challenges, shall we say? But never mind the weather. As long as we're together and you can get pizzas, because the pizza oven doesn't necessarily need electricity, just a bit of light to see by. Judd and his dopamine crew will keep you well fed on the North Coast. And listen, if you've missed the opportunity to surprise your loved one for Valentine's in the past, this is your year to redeem yourself. Just a secret rendezvous, a destination in the trees at Claremont Farm. You'll find dopamine where, well, all shall we say the nice people, the good folk, the people that you would want to associate with, that's where they gather. That's where, in fact, we're going to be there tomorrow as well, so don't tell anyone, hey?
Can I book? Yeah, I think Sue has.
Has she? Good. Make sure, just confirm that.
Yeah, definitely.
So what time does it start?
Starts at 5, 5 to 8. We've got a giant 10-meter water slide in case the kids need some entertainment. And bring picnic blankets, sit on the grass, chill. It's a very low-key thing. Bring your own wine. We got soft drinks and lollies for the kids, and it's just going to be a very, very chilled evening.
So you can bring your own alcoholic beverages.
Oh, you must, yes. We don't sell.
And and bring a picnic blanket or a couple of camping chairs if you are too afraid of sitting on the lawn.
I am. I could not hate sitting on the grass.
Me right.
Too. Everyone loves, but we've got all these tables and no one sits on them. Everyone sits on the grass. They love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for me, but
different
it's
strokes, eh?
Yeah, different
strokes. I bet you don't like sitting on the beach either.
Not for too long. I get a little antsy. I need to walk.
You see? Yeah, that's why I say interesting people. But that'll be lovely. Tomorrow night at Dopamine, make it a date. And you're not fully subscribed yet, I presume.
No, we've still got a few spaces left. Okay. We knew this was coming. Tomorrow morning there'll be a mad rush.
Mm.
Mad rush. But we are about 80% full already, so we're happy with that.
You know? Wonderful. Well, we'll see you there. And let's get you back on air. I mean, it's cool having this conversation.
I do like being here. Thank you.
As you say, creates a bit of dopamine. Lovely. And the morning, this will go up as a podcast, by the way, if you just join us and wondering. Well, my special guest, Judd Campbell from Dopamine. And it will be up on the website and the apps as a podcast on the morning show, so you can share it. You can share the love and find out what you missed.